Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, President Beta, Murder Master Music Show. It's that kid here, Nilla. Welcome to the Murder Master Music Show. This right here is where the real rap at.
What's that? And it's Bootleg the Rock Capone from the Dayton family.
Baby, it's your boy, Aldo.
What up, y'all?
This is E-Shop.
Yo, 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 what's up? This your boy, C-Murder, and I'm chilling with my boy, Scott Beta, and you're listening to the Murder Master Music Show. It's the hottest thing out right now, you heard me? Keep it true.
Check out the motherfucking Murder Master Music Show right here at blogtalkradio.com/Murder Master Music Show. We play nothing but the hardest gangster shit from around the globe. Plus, we interview legends and pioneers of this motherfucking rap game. Call the number at 714-409-0548. Ain't nobody else paying homage to legends like we are. Fuck the lame stream, bitch.
LB on the same track. We just shot the bird, man. So now we cleaning up feathers right now. Fuck gas money, you know?
We gon' drag them with these sober, dumping body in a banal. Even though they're running next thing, and then you and Chopper City Call.
Oh, we want some. It's a bird, it's a plane. Yeah, homie, that's baby. Shoot that nigga, man.
We gon' drag them with these sober, dumping body in a banal. Even though they're running next thing, and then you and Chopper City Call.
Oh, we want some. It's a bird, it's a plane. Yeah, homie, that's baby. Shoot that nigga,
y'all
man.
Y'all boys never saw it coming. Jizzle, y'all, and Tech Nine together on the same track, murder something. I told y'all boys that you can't keep a nigga from the three down. Now y'all strike that left boy up to fill our sound. Badass yellow boy, this is for you, homie. We know the true story and we know what to do. We get them automatic weapons, load them up, and that shiny ass jewelry that you got, nigga, give it up. Remember me and Jeezy wrote your rap. I know you're missing all that, nigga. That shit you're getting out is whack. And when the rest of y'all gon' realize that y'all ain't gon' never eat more than crust on no pie. Cash money records, nigga, suck my dick. Tell the whole world how you really got that shit. It was just you and LB. My nigga Cubic came late. Now how the fuck you gon' beat up so the same place?
We gon' drag a fucking sober, don't they body in a banal. Even though the running next thing and then you and Chopper City Boy.
Oh, we want some. It's a bird, it's a plane. Yeah, homie, that's baby. Shoot that nigga, man.
We gon' drag a fucking sober, don't they body in a banal. Even though the running next thing and then you and Chopper City Boy.
Oh, he want some. It's a bird, it's a plane. Yeah, homie, that's baby.
It's the return of the hottest of the hot. Lil Big G and two big dogs in the UTT. You and LB, Take Nine and Lil Yah. We gotta keep it real from the street to the cell block. Anybody hollering, they get pop. Nigga holler when they come on my block. It's real round here. All this stuff and I get your snatch round here. Straight jack round here. If nigga know the history, we'll put cash money on. Before Uptown thing, it was six and Barone. I'ma speak the truth. I'ma tell no lie. I was on the scene, yellow stuff even the eye. I was on the scene when Sugar Slim got killed. Yellow went inside and got that fucking pistol grip. This the real cash money. We started this shit. From local 580 to the 226. We gon' drag a fucking sober, dump they body in a banal. Even know the running next thing, and then you and Chopper City Boy.
Oh, we want some. It's a bird, it's a plane. Yeah, homie, that's baby. Shoot that nigga, man.
We gon' drag a fucking sober, dump they body in a banal. Even know the running next thing, and then you and Chopper City Boy.
Oh, he want some. It's a bird, it's a plane. Yeah, homie, that's baby. Shoot that nigga, man.
From Lil Wayne to the number one dick rider. Fuck you mean you the best since the best retired. Your mammy shoulda let you die when that 9-0. Cause you got it fucked up thinking baby you're poor. I'll break your joke. You was real, now you phony. Let a bitch ass nigga infiltrate you and your homie. How long will it be before you realize? Slim and baby ain't nothing but the devil disguise. Plus baby got fucked up in OPP. In 97 got a deal off of you and LB. Album sold platinum gold, bitch I'm coming for mine. And motherfuck the legal way, I'm bringing that iron. You ain't got no scrap, remember yellow notch you out. Check, flip to the slip. The
other clown ran out on your faggot ass broke your head to poo in the pen. Just a real 2-2 shit spinning the bin.
Wrong on track, fucking sober, don't they body in a Bernard. Even know the one they next thing that you in top of city for.
Oh, he wants some. It's a bird, it's a plane. Ah, homie, that's baby. Shoot that nigga, man.
Wrong on track, fucking sober, don't they body in a Bernard. Even know the one they next thing that you in top of city for.
Oh, he wants some. It's a bird, it's a plane. Ah, homie.
Hey, you tuned in to the motherfucking Murder Master Music Show for another legendary show. I'm telling you guys, we got some true fucking pioneers, some legends straight out of New Orleans. These motherfuckers, man, really, you know, if you're a rap, you know, fan of underground rap music, you know what I'm saying, or somewhat of a rap historian, then you know exactly who these guys are. You know exactly what they did, you know what I'm saying, for Cash Money Records back in the day. I'm talking about legendary group UNLV. For those of you that don't know the history of the group, you know what I'm saying, consisted of three cats, you know what I'm saying, Lil Ya, Yellow Boy, and Tech N9ne, you know what I'm saying, the original Tech N9ne. And unfortunately, Yellow was murdered, you know what I'm saying, in the mid-90s. But these Tech and Lil Ya, they continue moving forward, keeping his legacy alive and the UNLV legacy alive. They're on this show right now, man. What's up, fellas? How you doing, fellas?
What's cracking, baby?
How y'all doing?
We blessed, man.
Man, we working, bro. We working. We trying to keep the UNLV Uptown Movement going. And, I mean, it's legendary status. And we just going to keep it going and keep it going and keep it going. We can't stop.
Yeah, you guys have been putting it down since the early 90s. Did you put out anything? I mean, the first album that I heard was Sixth and Barone in 93. Did you put out anything before then?
Yeah, we put out a single like in 92. It was called Another Bitch. And that's where we first got recognized by those cats, like Cash Money at. It was just a single we put out our own, coming out the trunk on cassette. Cassettes were still popping during that time, and we got a little fame, little neighborhood status, neighborhood fame off of that, and, you know, the rest was history. That's when the Sixth and Barone album came out after that.
Yeah, yeah, and it quickly gave you guys a fan base as well as the label you were on. I know we can't really speak too much about them. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I could say shit about them because, you know, fuck them, but you know what I'm saying? You know, they turned into some straight fags. I don't know what's going on. But anyway, you guys put out some legendary shit over there, and you really blew up that label. What was your mind state like back in those days? How were you guys absorbing all that fame?
We really, our method of music was just holding it down, doing us, doing stuff, you know what I'm saying, in the streets at that time.
Yeah, it was kind of like we were kind of, unfortunately, we were in the streets, you know, really literally in the streets, and the streets knew us before they knew us as rap artists. They just knew us as just street niggas. And once we turned to the music, trying to better our life, we was rapping about what the streets knew what we was doing, and that's why everybody gave us so much respect and followed us, because we wasn't getting on records with all these make-believe shit. We just were telling the truth about how we live and what we do and how we hang and what we do. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we kind of like got a big following because of the realness and of our songs. And, you know, they know we wasn't lying.
Yeah. And you guys at the time, too, I remember, you know, being from Illinois, you know, I didn't really get into you guys until, I want to say, 95, 96, when I heard Drag 'Em Through the River. I mean, you guys got a mystical. What was the initial reaction in the city of New Orleans when that track started to blow up?
Oh, man, it was crazy. The response we got from New Orleans was like retarded. But that was the song that enabled us to, you know, explore the world. You know what I'm saying? Right now, to this day, a lot of people make the song, and they never saw our faces. You know what I'm saying? It's unfortunate, but right now the situation that we're in is very fortunate. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Our city was doing one type of music, and when we came out with the Uptown for Life album, which the Dragon Man and River was on, it was just a whole another level of music. We were still using the so to say bounce beats, but we was just talking some street grimy shit, and everybody took to it. You know, it was a new style of music.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, definitely. You know, because, you know, New Orleans was known for bounce, but you guys, I like to see you guys were like gangster bounce. You know what I mean?
I mean, I think our thing was we put gangster lyrics over bounce beats. You know what I'm saying? And everybody else was just doing bounce songs. We took it to another level. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you definitely did. You definitely did. Like I said, man, I'm trying to dance around the subject a little bit because I don't want to go into too much detail. But at what point did you guys know that, okay, you weren't going to be affiliated with that label anymore?
Probably when the money started coming up short and we were all young men, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, we always tried to survive. We weren't fortunate enough to have wealthy parents and nothing, so we just had to get it how we live. So we always had a mind frame, you know, just getting it and into where our money coming from and why we made it and how we made it, and it was all being hid from us. And like I said, we from the street, so we wasn't gonna have that. Those guys are from the street, so our, you know, we clashed. We definitely clashed because they was trying to hide and we was trying to open. You know,
yeah.
And it wasn't working out.
Yeah, and you hear that with a lot of labels. In fact, you know, I just put out a project last year, compilation, and I'm a writer, and I got a fucked up artist deal with the label. So I you know, I'm fighting for my money right now too, so I can relate. But you guys, you know, on a much bigger level, you guys sold a lot of units. Would it be fair to say that you guys really put New Orleans on a bigger level than what it was?
Definitely could say we played a major part of it. I don't want to take all the credit because we have some extraordinary artists such as Soulja Slim and
yeah,
Juvenile who also contributed. You know, during our era, Soulja was contributing at the same time. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. Now, like I was telling everybody, you know, you had a third member, you know, Yellow Boy. As far as the group goes, what was his role in the group? What was his mentality
like? His role on the group would never be replaced. That's why we never added or even attempted to add another member in UNLV. For the fact, we don't want nobody to try to compare anybody with Yellow, because there'll only be another Yellow. Only one Yellow, you know what I'm saying? There'll never be another. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, he's still with us. He's not here, and, you know, life and experience with us, and we only doing what we all promised to do. You know, so all of us gone, I promise you, you're going to hear you in LV. You know what I'm saying? And that's an oath that we swear it on.
Yeah. Yellow definitely brought creativity to our group, you know. Y'all was known for his energy and his performance and the energy he brought to the group and inspired everybody, inspired the other two members. I was known for lyrics, and Yellow was known for creativity. We would get in the studio, and he would have all the ideas that would catch on, you know, that would catch on with the streets. You know, he was like a fun guy to be around, play for. And
character, man, character.
Yeah, we would take that fun and put it into music, and his fun would... Yeah, energy and my lyrics, it was like a gumbo, a perfect recipe, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely. That, you know, Uptown for Life is still one of my favorite albums to this day. But you also, you know, like I said, you put out Sick Barone, you put out Mac Melf Callio. Everything you put out represented where you're from. Was that very important for you guys to do that?
I think it's the love that we got for our hood and our home, man. I mean, we've been fortunate enough to move around. We haven't been stuck in New Orleans all our lives. We all know about the road, you know what I'm saying? But this is where we're from that take us through what we do.
A lot of times nowadays,
these artists are like groomed, and you know, it's almost like you take a paint board and paint them and make them. You know, they're not really, you know, their hood don't even know who they are until they start supporting that artist when they find out, oh, he just said such and such hood. He's from around my way. Then they'll support him, but our hood really was. So we felt it was important to make them feel important and say their name and say their street. You know what I'm saying? That made them feel really important. And it also helped us because they got behind us 100.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Home team. You know what I'm saying? They got behind you guys. Now, you know, when Yella passed, you know, there was a lot of, obviously, you know what I'm saying, you know, New Orleans had the murder rate. You guys lost Kilo G, Pimp Daddy. What was the city like at that time? Was it just like a bloodbath everywhere?
Man, it was a crazy time around that time, man.
World News dubbed us like the murder capital during that time, you know. So it really, you know, I mean, like the cops ain't really put no hell of an effort in finding his murderer or whatever. So, you know, it's one of those things that you end up having to live with, harsh as it sounds, but, you know, it's one of those things. But the only thing we can do is just keep his spirit alive. You know,
cops never found
family.
The murderer, you said.
Right.
Have you ever had any idea, or was there ever talk about any idea who was behind it, or was it just some type of random wrong place, wrong time type thing?
The city is so gutter, man. You never know how things happen, you know.
Ain't no such thing as a witness, man. You never know who done nothing in New Orleans, homie.
Yeah. Anytime, anybody.
Right.
Yeah. You could be having the time of your life 1 minute and beating God at the next. You know what I'm saying?
Well, here you guys are these years later. You've been putting out music. You know, you put out Trendsetters. You put out some other projects over here. You just put out your greatest hits album. What do you think of the game today? Because really, I'm not feeling it. I'm just going to be blunt with you guys. I'm seeing a lot of homosexuality floating around the rap game right now, and I don't know how to deal with it, man. Because I come from the old school. You know, growing up listening to you guys, you know. I just don't feel dudes wearing tight shit, man. You know.
It's funny you spoke on that because I just had that conversation with one of my uncles, right, an old cat. And he was talking, he was telling me about, you know, I ain't going to say no name. He was telling me about a few rich cats that, you know, they done identified as homosexual. And I was telling him, I don't look down on nobody. To each his own. You know, that's your preference or whatever. But one thing I can say, man, I can respect it. You know what I'm saying? I can respect it, brother.
Personally, I feel like once again, it's our job to flip the music scene in New Orleans. Right now, the way the music is going, the females like to dance and shake their ass, and the gay rappers are putting out that music with the repetition lyrics, you know, saying the same thing over and over and over. And that's what the clubs are playing, because the women going to come to the club, the men going to come for the women. That means we selling drinks and making money at the door. So it's kind of like they're selling out, but you got to respect what they're doing. But it's our job, once again, to flip that shit and give them that gangster shit that they've been waiting on and always love and always want.
Now, as far as the music part, the music aspect, I mean, if that's you doing your thing, whatever that's working for you, you know what I'm saying? That's your thing. But far as, you know, I'm thinking the question pertaining to, you know, the homosexual period. That's my intake on that. You know what I'm saying? But to all the gay or homosexual, whatever y'all want to call yourself out there doing your thing on the music, working for y'all.
Yeah, I'm just seeing a lot of dudes wearing real tight, extra tight shit. And then I'm seeing, you know what else I'm seeing? I'm seeing like little boys being dressed up by their parents to look like these rappers. You know what I mean? And I'm going to do something right now to try to make these kids
think about something that they should be thinking about. And I'm going to play your song, Beat the Pussy Up, because they need to be thinking about pussy instead of worrying about dressing in women's clothes. So,
yes,
so you guys want to introduce this song, talk a little bit about it?
It's your boy Lil Yachty, a.k.a. Mr. Yo Wigman.
It's your boy, Tech N9ne, the original Tech N9ne. You understand me? And right now, you're about to be putting your ears to our first single off the new album, Black Market Records, 6&B Entertainment, Beat That Pussy Up.
There we go.
Yeah.
I'ma hit it from the front, hit it from the back, hit it from the side while I'm smoking on a sack. I'ma beat, 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 beat the pussy up. Beat, 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 beat the pussy up. She like it real deep, she like it real slow. Move a little furniture and hit it on the floor. I'ma beat, 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 beat the pussy up. Beat, 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 beat the pussy up. She told me that she loved me, I said I love her back. Now turn around and let me put it in from the back. They calling me Flex Diggity, tougher than many men. Telling me that she loved the way I stand up in it. Nightgown, Louis and his light brown. Mike Clown, I done drunk a whole pint of brown. Miss Independent, hard to get offended. Touch her in the right place, she make a sound and made a face. I'm back in the car, ain't even got far. A phone call from my bitch with some good jaw. You know what I did, I took the next left and ended up two houses from where I just left. She said she heard about me, got the word about me. Stop talking, let's fuck, my girl is worried about me. Open up the locker, Tech N9ne gotcha. On all fours, my girl listening outside the door. I'ma hit it from the front, hit it from the back, hit it from the side while I'm smoking on a sack. I'ma beat, 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 beat the pussy up. Beat, 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 beat the pussy up. She like it real deep, she like it real slow. Move a little furniture and hit it on the floor. I'ma beat, 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 beat the pussy up. Beat, 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 beat the pussy up. Lil Yacht, the infamous Hood Mac, big dog. I don't want one or two Tech, I want them all. I'm only 5'5", she about 6'5". She want a nigga though, I could see it in the eyes. I'm about to holler at her, baby, what's up? I ain't tryna settle down, I just won't fuck. She recognized real, said she hate game. Wasn't looking for love, but said she liked pain. So we bounced out, went got a suite. I know the pussy was good, she had pretty feet. I let her ride me first, then I fucked her from the back. Long dick enough, she couldn't take it like that. She was a slut, put herself in some handcuffs. Told me, yeah, daddy, beat it up, beat it up. When it was time to leave, she didn't wanna go. I had that pussy swole, I beat it up, yo.
I'ma hit it from the front, hit it from the back, hit it from the side while I'm smoking on a sack. I'ma
beat, 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 beat the pussy up. Beat, 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 beat the pussy up. She like it real deep, she like it real slow. Move a little furniture and did it on the floor. I'ma beat, 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 beat the pussy up. Beat, 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 beat the pussy up. She like it all night, and I'm like a motorbike. I'm switching gears in that ass, then I take flight. Say the pet names and the pet games. She told me to let loose, I reminded her to do the same. Well educated, so she like to hear brain. With a first cousin named Cat that do the same thing. She got a fetish that suggests we like the same thing. So we switch numbers and share stories, and then we all came.
I beat the coochie up like I'm in the boxing match. Say sex is a must, keep a latex. I'm the type of dude all women just adore. Your man give you what you want, but I give you more. That holler at you, bend you over, face stuck in the sofa. First time I beat it up, we was in a Rover, yeah. She was sober, I was high. She was horny, so was I. Was it good fucking right?
I'ma hit it from the front, hit it from the back, hit it from the side while I'm smoking on a sack. I'ma beat, 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 beat the pussy up. Beat, 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 beat the pussy up. She like it real deep, she like it real slow. Move a little furniture and did it on the floor. I'ma
yeah, I think we officially were able to deprogram some faggots and some of them dudes wearing tights and you know, those leopard print tights or whatever the fuck, and those weird moon boots. You know, I think a few kids threw that shit out, and now they're looking for that pussy.
So that's what they should have been doing, you know, instead of following these motherfuckers that are trying to brainwash them into feminism. So we can't be fucking with that. Let's thank these guys for, hey, UNLV, thank you, man. You just saved a bunch of young men from growing up and becoming pillow biters. So good job, man. We appreciate that. But man, that song was real. I played Lil Yah. I played my dude's song Beat the Pussy Up for you the other day too.
Right.
He did from Chicago, you know what I'm saying? Two different tracks. But I love it, man. I really love it. You guys definitely, I'll put it to you like this. You haven't lost a step, and I'm looking forward to this fucking album. When's it dropping?
Right now, we ain't got a release date, but we working, dog. We got like maybe fucking 55 songs recorded right now, you know what I'm saying? It's easy to drop something right now, but we want to put out a double CD, and, you know, we just pushing this shit, man.
And for the record,
for
people that haven't been up on you yet, your entire back catalog is owned by you and for sale. Is that correct?
Exactly. Check, you still up? Damn, he must have got disconnected. Sorry about that. We apologize.
He had to go run and get that pussy, man. I think he heard his song and was like, fuck.
Definitely, I mean, I can't speak too much upon, you know, the lawsuit and shit against Cash Money, but fortunately, we do own our catalog.
That's what's up.
We just released a greatest hits from, we had like 7 albums that we chose from, and we released the album in February. So it's doing good. Appreciate everybody that's copping that joint, man.
Hey, I just want to say, man, much props to you for, you know what I'm saying, for having the catalog. That's what the fuck is up. Every artist that puts out music should be in control of his or her music. So much props to UNLV, you know what I'm saying. And I also want to thank you guys for coming on the show. We got to get off into a lot of music. But before we go, I want to ask you, you going to come on again?
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. Anytime I get a phone call, if I just drop in, don't act all Hollywood with me. You hear me? Because we don't fuck with you, nigga.
That's what's up, man.
Look, before we bounce out, man, let me shoot some shots out to some people, man. If it's cool.
Hey, no problem. Feel free.
First of all, I want to say thank y'all for all, everybody that's listening to this gutter shit. We love y'all. The support over the years has been fabulous. We want y'all to continue to support us. As long as y'all supporting us, we're going to give y'all nothing but us. You feel me? And I want to send shots out off top to my big homie, Ronald. I love you, cuz. You're doing your thing, going through some things or whatever. Yeah, but, dude, you know, you're going to get through it, man. My nigga, Big Nola Red. Big Sir, you in here, boy. Yeah. Sean, my cousin, you know, everybody 6 and B, the hood, everybody in New Orleans. I'm out here in Texas, up there hanging with the Spanish, but I love them too. You with me? Everybody that support UNLV, my kids, tech kids, everybody, you know you all. So I ain't tripping to hear your name. Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. And if cats want to copy your music, where could they go, homie?
You even got to go to the store. You ain't got no car, no bus money or whatever. Look, you can log on to www.unlvmusic.com, and I promise you, anything you want from us is on there. You can order it straight from there.
That's what I'm talking about.
iTunes.
Hey.
Our new album is on iTunes. Y'all can cop that. We got Ringtone Live TV supporting us. We got all kind of, you know, it's going now, man. We trying to get back out here. And all the time, we're going to let y'all know we taking an approach like y'all never knew us. You know what I'm saying? So just like these little young cats hungry, we hungry just like them. So let's do it.
That's what's up. And if people, you know, obviously they want to get at you for shows, you guys are willing to go to different cities and different states too. So they can go to that website and contact you from there.
Right. You can either go to the website or you can call 281-661-0117. Once again, that's 281-661-0117 or 504-957-6598. Don't call with that bullshit.
Yeah, none of that fuck shit.
if you're wearing tights and you got some pink shit on, don't even fuck with dudes. But much respect to you, man. And oh yeah, before we go, you did say this this new album, this new project, it's going to be coming out through Black Market Records.
Right, new project is going to be coming out. The Beat the Pussy Up single is on iTunes. That was like the last album we released on our own. Fortunately, we just signed something with Black Market Records. We're looking forward to, you know, doing something with them and, you know, making it shake. You know, but you can get Beat the Pussy Up on iTunes, and the greatest hits is in stores and on iTunes also. Amazon, or you can go directly to the website, unlvmusic.com, and pop that.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. That's what's up. That's what's up. Yeah, and, you know, before you go, I definitely want to send a shout-out to, you know, we've been having Soldier Slim's son on the show and his cousin, Young Soldier Slim, who I was telling you about earlier, man. Free Young Soldier Slim, man. He you know, just caught a situation. So we're hoping comes home soon. And hopefully you guys can make music together. I would love to hear that, you know, since you knew his father personally, so.
Right. Prayers go to him and his son and his family, man. You know what I'm saying? We'll never turn our back on our people. Don't never believe that. Even though we never met him, I mean, I'll let us. I'll reach out to him, man. We here. Ain't nothing changed.
Hey, that's what's up. Thank you for coming out,
and
my brother. I really appreciate it.
Shout out to y'all, too, man. Like I told you earlier, it was like one of my moments I'll never forget. You know what I'm saying? It was like early 94. Y'all was the first magazine, first major magazine that interviewed us with Cash Money. And when I first got that magazine and read it, dog, it was like epic, you heard me? I never forget it, bro. And I just want to send a shout-out to y'all. See, thanks everything, man.
Well, that's what's up, man. I'm glad, you know, I wasn't even with the magazine back then. I didn't get with them until about 97. So it's an honor for me to be able to interview you, man, for real. So I hope to have you on this motherfucker again in the future. So hey, thanks again for coming out, my brother. I appreciate you and Tech. The real Tech Nine, for those of you who don't know, he's had that name forever. I know it. I bought the fucking CDs. So shout out
cool,
to him.
Man. We got respect for dude, man. He spelled his name different, but I ain't like that. You heard me?
Yeah, I feel you. I feel you. All right, brother. Hey, you take care of yourself, man.
All right, man. Y'all be blessed, bro.
Peace. That's what the fuck I'm talking about right there. That's history. This show is dedicated to schooling people that don't know what the history is. Now, unfortunately, they couldn't speak about situation with Cash Money Records, much like Mr. Mix, who created this group, you know what I'm saying, in the early, mid-80s. He can't even say the name of the group that he created. You know what I'm saying? These fuckboy punk-ass labels put these different injunctions against these rappers who pioneered shit. I'm just going to say this point blank. CMR wouldn't be shit without the likes of Kilo G, Pimp Daddy, UNLV, BG, Mr. Ivan. There's others too to name, but UNLV really played a big part in making that label what it was, especially you know what I'm saying, with that Uptown for Life album. That really took that label to the next level. And then, of course, BG with Chopper City, that took that label to the next level. And now, fast forward nearly 15, 16, 17 years later, you got, you know what I'm saying, one of the CEOs bumping mustaches and kissing the main artist on the label, who happens to be wearing tights all the time and feminine boots. Man, I'm going to say this. Fuck CMR. Fuck Cash Money. Because I grew up listening to that fucking label. And these legends and these pioneers, they died. They were killed. Pimp Daddy was murdered. You know what I'm saying? Yellow Boy was murdered. Kilo G was murdered. You know what I'm saying? Others were murdered. And this is how they're going to taint that legacy, and fuck them. But we got to move on to much more shit, you know what I'm saying? We still got much more on the show to do. I'm going to get off into a song right now. This is the asshole, Dirté, straight up out of Everett, Washington. This motherfucker represents this underground society to the fullest. One of the first cats to give me a track when I was putting together this compilation.
And he even gave me a track with Royce the 5'9", which is, you know, a hell of a track to just say, hey, man, you could use this. He could have given me any other track. He's like, hey, you could use this. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to the homie Dirte. It's a real motherfucker right there. Look at his Facebook and look at his look at the back profile picture, and you'll see how loyal that motherfucker is. So what's up, man? Appreciate you. Here we go with Attic featuring Prozac.
I'm an addict. I'm addicted to the streets and the fighting fist of cuffs. Give me the wrong look and I'm tearing your ass up. Oh, look at that mad dog look on your face. Are you really that hard? Would you give me a taste? Put your hands up and you'll get properly laced. Wake up in the ER so you get properly braced. The doctor said it's internal bleeding. Call his mama, she can start to breathe. This boy's trying to hit me with retaliation. I told him where I'm at, better have some patience. The ultimate victories when they think they can pick on me. Got three of them hitting me, back to the wall, they ain't getting me. I'm swinging, knocking blows to the front of they nose. Fuck holding back, my anger just broke. Kicking your face, dog, I'm wearing cell toes. I pull the weight, cause our shirts say roll.
I can't fight past my added grace that I bitches that look fighting, crowds that like fighting. Speaking the truth, and even if they don't like it, inciting violent riots, fuck the right to remain silent. I'm an advocate of injustice, insane as I bust this. Deranged, don't interrupt this, and dope like controlled substance. They Hitchcock to hip hop, never gonna stop shop. Leaving critics and cynics to depict the solving gridlock. A sick motherfucker that be rolling with strange music. A decade in the game, bitch, ask me how I do this. Addicted to the blues, spitting knowledge to the youth. Never stop until they shoot. Conspiracy to know the truth. From the Midwest to Northwest, Southwest to all sets, we gotta stick together no matter what they divide now. Now here's a little piece of knowledge that you can't ignore. 2011, we're the ones that we've been waiting for.
I can't fight past my addict craze that I'm in.
What I'm doing, self-medicating, drinking, cause my thoughts are in ruin. I'm my own worst critic, nothing's worth a pursuing. Feeling like I'm gonna die, tell me what would you doing? I'm walking in my shoes, you can have my mind. Quit and take it every day, it's like Columbine. No escaping if you try, just never fall behind. And ain't shit to take it back, cause there's no rewind. Man, fuck a fine wine, it gets worse with time. So I drink on JD while I clutch my nine. I was looking just in case they trying to rush behind. Guess I'm addicted to only thinking of my worst time. So I get on one knee, trying to pray for help. Been on the step. I'm a playground, I'm all by myself. So I'm staying fucked up, trying to chase this wealth. Cause I'm addicted to this life that we live in hell.
I can't fight past my addict craze that I'm in.
Hey, let's be honest. The fuck you doing on Saturday for the next, I don't know, sometime in June to sometime at the end of that free trial period, just, I don't pay for shit. What the fuck y'all doing? Probably not, right? Why don't y'all go ahead and tune in to blogtalkradio.com/invalidyouthin. Hey man, you can also call in at 646-378-0098, you know, call in. Share your fucking opinion, I'll take a listen to it. Tell you what the fuck you are.
Look at
and
me.
We gave you,
know what
I don't know, I'll get back to you on that. How about that? I'll get back to you on that. Yeah, ain't that an asshole thing to do? He just kind of leave you hanging like that and then bring you back like that, like, look at me, bitch. But yeah, I'm thinking around June 9-ish, if y'all ain't doing shit, tune in, kick back. 646-378-0098, blogtalkradio.com, /Melody. Don't ask me for a title. We debuting soon, though. Soon-ish. Yeah.
Having fun, got money, fun.
Some of them might be like, well, you know, we don't hate gay people. And I'm not saying I'm homophobe. I just don't like dick suckers unless those lips belong to a woman. So in other words, get the fuck out of here with those skirts, those tights, those fucking kilts, those Masonic ritualistic fucking get-ups you're wearing, all the symbolism, and quit bumping mustaches, quit going to gay clubs, quit jumping up on massage tables, opening up your ass like John Travolta, because I know you faggots are doing that. And rainbow people, come after me. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Fuck y'all. Fuck y'all. Gotta bring my brother on here. I know he's gonna have a fucking opinion about this. Yo, what's up?
What's Man, what's up, man? What's the deal? I heard you were going off about the faggots, man. Fuck them.
I can't see how this game is. I mean, because you're coming from the Bay. You're coming from a legendary place in music history, period. And you're seeing motherfuckers like Krayshawn and Lil B running around. I know it irks you. I know how you feel about it. How do we stop it? Do we stomp these motherfuckers?
Yes. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying right there. Don't even beat around the bush. Start beating on them. Those rowdy bastards. And if it's a hoe, I don't give a fuck. Slap a fake loose too. Fuck Krayshawn. You see that knock a teeth loose. Knock the little ass titties out of her little shirt. I give a fuck. Put on camera.
That's what I'm saying, man. Definitely. Well, last Saturday you had your show.
Oh yeah.
It was phenomenal. A lot of broads got verbally beat down. A lot of male broads got verbally beat down. But this week, you know, we're hoping we get somebody to step up to the plate, so to speak, and challenge you. Aren't you wanting to make the open challenge?
Come on. Bunch of lousy fucking cowards. Everybody's welcome. I'm not gonna trash on you. First time, only if you act like a faggot. You come on with a loose-ass opinion of yourself, then I have to treat you like dirt. So come on with a session, we'll see what goes. Unless I get bored and I start trashing for that.
I would love for the pink slime faggot to call into your show, too. But I doubt
that.
But
do they even have, like, proper phones down there? That motherfucker, can he call me? Is that, like, an international fee or something you have to pay me with? Because, you know, his little insurance self-mask might be a little fucking cute term.
He might have two paper cups and a string or something. I don't know.
Fucking
but,
Nazi Jew. He's a fucking Jew with a swastika on his fucking armband. He has a yellow star David on his shirt with a swastika dead flat in the middle. This motherfucker's a walking contradiction. Go kill yourself, DMV, you fucking punk.
Yeah, he does that Jewish rabbi oral suck ritual. On grown men, he does it on grown men.
You know, he's in a fucking German scat point, you know, watching a bunch of dude shit on some bar.
He's a vampire. He sucks the blood out of grown men's dick.
All right,
man, let's get off this subject. I'm gonna get back into some fucking music. But that's a little example of what you're going to get on Sixty Show, man, along with some great music. Tell them about the music selection that you're going to play.
All kinds of shit. You got James Brown, the Lynch, the old commercials, and musicians out there, send me your music. I'm not going to listen to it first, so we can put it live on the air, and it's trash, which I hope it is. I'm going to tell you it's trash, and you're going to call it in to sing a lousy ass music. So get that in. Get your premiere on live.
Yeah, definitely.
You're right, artists too. I welcome you, lousy motherfuckers who think good. And I know you're lousy mentally. You motherfuckers know you're trash. You're like a hoe knows he's a hoe mentally, but you don't want to fucking admit to it. Admit to yourself you're garbage, but just send me your music while you're trashing. And ladies, y'all come through this Saturday. We're winning the talent contest. Come through. We'll talk more about that shit later.
Yeah, definitely. On our promotional company, UGS Promotions, you know what I'm saying, where you could settle for being in the gutter with all the rats and the bums and and whatever else fucking dwells down there, or you can come underground and get with, you know what I'm saying, UGS Promotional Company, because we got it all. We got a fucking audio guy, Jerry, who does fucking mixing and mastering, you know what I'm saying. We got you on the graphics, you know what I'm saying, which you can nail out just about anything. And then me and the fucking the press, the bios, whatever you need that with that shit. Yo, come on, man. Get your shit blasted out to thousands of motherfuckers and quit fucking around. We're vets. You know what I'm saying? 35, 40 fucking years in this game combined. Every time I say that, it makes me sound like an old fucking fart.
I'm like this now, man. Fucking young. I can actually say young ass punks with passion and conviction in my voice. I hate these fucking young ass punks.
Krispy Kreme is the shit. That's the next big thing right there. He's like Krispy Kreme 2012. What do you think?
Let me tell you musicians out there one thing. Stop shouting at 2012. If it ain't happened for you yet since the beginning of the year, it ain't gonna happen to you this year, man. Shut the fuck up with that. Yo, it's Miss Lance Rapper 2012 getting it in.
No, I love that video, man. I got a perfect impersonation of that motherfucker right now, man. He's got a big booger hanging out of his nose, and he's like, so you scared of the dark because I'll light you like a fart. What the fuck is he talking about?
Lyrical champion, man. I don't know, but he's better than fucking Burger Queen.
He's definitely better than that damn bitch, that pink slime faggot.
He's not calling himself a trick. You know, some folks out there call themselves a trick, but...
Yeah, that dude, literally, I heard one of his songs, you know what I'm saying, and the motherfucker's like, I'm a trick. What kind of dude calls himself a trick, man? I'm going to find that song and play that fucking bit eventually. You know, but Krispy Kreme, that little fucker, I think he was put up to it. He's doing a parody. He's making funny, like JT Money says, you ADD dumbed down fucking rappers. And that's the way I took that video. I wasn't this guy. Yeah, oh, yeah, definitely was a parody.
I don't know, but you know, it's kind of hard to differentiate now because all that shit kind of starts sounding like really can't tell the joke anymore. You know what I'm saying? All the shit out these days, if you tell me that's a joke, I really couldn't tell them about this. It all sounds kind of the same now.
Yeah, because you hear rappers, you know, like Emo, like CO, Mac Mizzle, Swoop, Dirte, and, you know, these boys got lyrics, man. These guys got fucking heat, Fire Production, and then you hear these other dudes that are getting 400,000-plus views, some of them millions of views. They ain't got no wordplay, no substance, nothing. They ain't worth a fuck. They ain't worth a nun's fart. So, you know, fuck them. We're going to get up into some more music, stick around. I got a surprise guest coming on in the second hour right here in the motherfucking Murder Master Music Show.
You want to make it anywhere in the entertainment industry, and I give a fuck what you're trying to do. You can be a musician in any genre. You can be a model trying to make some money off your image, or you can be an escort trying to make money other ways. Or hell, you can just be some dude in the alleyway holding a lead pipe in his right hand, ready to beat some dude's face in and make some money with the footage you film in your left. It don't matter, though. You will need promotions, and that's when UGS Promotion steps in. We offer you decades of experience, man, because we've been around together, like I said, decades in the game, and we've worked with everybody, from Golden Platinum artists to underground legends. So that means any industry you can name, any underground cat you can name, we work with them. The list goes on. And anything you need, we can add it in. Let me tell you about the team. Art department, who the fuck else do you need? The one and only you hearing them right now, man. I get at you with quality service you can't get nowhere else. Customer service that can't be beat. And shit, who the fuck else does it like me? Album covers, DVD covers, flyers, posters, models. We open up services for you too, so hit me up. We do all that shit. And then we move on to the fucking audio department. Jerry Anthony Mateo, this motherfucker is a bad dude when it comes to sound. You want one song, mix and match it, or you want your whole album done. It don't matter. He can do that shit. Professional level sound at bargain basement prices. Get at the man. And then you talk promotions. What's the first one that comes up? It's going to be press. You need a press kit. You want a bio. You want EPKs. You want anything. Get at the fucking veteran. Murder Dog Magazine itself. President Beta. And hell, you know what? You can get our services separate, but why just get one service when you can get all of them at a discount rate at UGSocietyMovement.com/services. Hit it up, folks. Get a package deal. Get all of our services at one good fucking price. Or if you want, get us individually and hit us up separately if you need to, Chris. We're here to work with your budget. Get at us. UGSocietyMovement.com/services. UGS Promotions.
Take hold of God's hand, but I don't understand.
Hey, for those of you who want some more information on this shit, check out me and Swoop. We're going to start the motherfucking Church of Reality. We're going to educate you fools. That's what I'm talking about. For those of you that want to be educated.
Feel like walking with the devil and the children of the court. I can't get away, I'm shackled to the game. Trying to cut off my name to escape the ball of chain. Got a lot of brothers, sisters in the fight for the struggle. A lot of young children with strong out mothers. This is where it all starts, it ain't preached a lot. The day that you're born, it's inside your heart. You can pray to the heavens, but that don't mean shit. Connection play fool with your 30%. And nothing gets better, you just broke it in before. Three kids on the mat. On the soul, and everything you've been through, you struggle, and all leads me to believe that your God is a fraud.
Give you what you want.
Yeah, what's up? We're back at the Murder Master Music Show. You know how we do it. We like to bring some surprise guests in. Being that Murder Dog started in Vallejo, you know what I'm saying, rest in peace to Mac Dre. I think we're going to go to Vallejo right now. We're going to bring on the homie PSD. For those of you who don't know him, he made, his debut on the In Too Deep album, The Golden State. This was back in, like, 96, 97. Actually, he was on Mac Dre's compilation, The Rompilation. That was back in early 96. And he's put out hella projects, man. But recently, he made headlines for Getting Popped, man. Through, TSA agents popped him with, like, 5,000-6,000 pills, man. That this shit was for real. So, but he's back out. He's got music. He's ready to bring that shit back the way it should be, you know what I'm saying, for the Bay Area. So here he is. Let's reach out to him, give him a call right now, see what's good with the homie, you know. By the way, that was Miss Bombay, them hoes, First Lady UGS. Shout out to Miss Bombay. If the homie gonna pick up, hopefully he will. Nope, not right now. He ain't picked up. I'll tell you what we're gonna do. We're gonna play his song. It's called Ain't Real, off his new album. So we'll play that, then we'll try to get a hold of him right here at the Murder Master Music Show. Don't go nowhere.
Real motherfucker, no, only time, yeah. If a nigga ain't real, never know. Only time tell if a nigga ain't real. But I feel a real motherfucker know. Only time tell.
Alright, we're back at the Murder Master Music Show. We got the homie right down, PSD, straight up out
what's
the
up?
Bay Area, Vallejo, you know what I'm saying? The birthplace of Murder Dog Magazine. What's up, homie?
What's up, big dog?
Man, first of all, it's good to be talking to you in the free world. And it's an honor to have you on this show, you know what I'm saying, being this Murder Master Music Show. Man, how you doing, man? How you adjusting back to this this free world we living in?
You know, the feeling is mutual, man. I appreciate you for having me. It's a lot better than it was, I can tell you that. It's a lot better to be in that place. You know, I'm able to move about as I please, you know what I'm saying? Smell some of this fresh air. I'm getting back to it, man. It's really a blessing. I'm honored to be back, and I'm excited to move forward, you know?
Yeah. How long were you down for?
Said 40 months, 2 weeks, 3 days, 26 hours.
Damn.
I'm like a time freak. You gotta get it all the way down to the man. See, it was close. It was 4 years to me though. Shit, that was long enough.
And initially, yeah. when now you got popped by the TSA, right?
Yeah, I got popped at that point. I called some pills. Yeah.
Roughly, I mean, how many pills did them fuckers get you with?
They charged me for 6,000, but between me and you, it was only 5,500.
It was only 5,500. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Motherfuckers charge you with 6,000 though. That means 500 pills that were unaccounted for. It meaning they probably had a good time knowing the TSA since they like to grab little kids and fucking faggots.
Yeah.
But you got popped. You did your time. You know what I'm saying? And now you're back out. You're back to making music. What's your goal now that you're out? You know what I'm saying? You've done a lot in this game. You know, you worked a lot with Mac Dre. What's your goal now? What do you want to accomplish in 2012?
I was never focused on my purpose. I believe God blessed me to, He blessed me with a gift for musical talent. But, you know, I was also good at getting money, you know what I'm saying? And when you're getting money, you're blinded by, you know, you're blinded, you know, they blind you from your purpose, from your actual facture. But, you know, after that little thing, you know what I'm saying, after getting caught up, after that little time, you know, it humbled me. I'm still capable. I think I'm relevant now. So my goal now is, you know what I'm saying, just put out, you know, qualified music, man, qualified times of music, just keep pushing. I think it's a spot for me right now, you know.
And what's the name of your new album?
New album is Bullets and Bouquets, you know what I'm saying?
Bullets
spin
and
off
Bouquets.
Of Guns N' Roses, yeah.
Yeah.
It's nice. Yeah. I got a lot to offer, you know what I'm saying? I can offer you a bullet or I can offer you a flower, but my theory on it is everybody open the door for flowers, you know? So I'm able to get in there if I just show some flowers.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. Definitely. Now, we're going to play another song off the album. Which one would you recommend? I just got the album literally like 20 minutes before the show started.
Yeah? How you feel about it so far?
So far, man, I'm feeling it, man. I love, I'm from the Midwest, but I started, you know, my career off with Murder Dog, so I love that bass shit.
Yeah.
Plus, before Murder Dog, I mean, I grew up off of Pooh Man, 415.
Are you serious? You know about
it,
yeah.
Yeah, I know about it.
MCA, all them cats.
I never touched the Bay Area soil, but I almost feel like I've been there, because I got a lot of people there, too, so...
Yeah.
You know, it's definitely a place I got to get to before I take that dirt nap. You know what I'm saying? So, but which song would you recommend off this album that we play next?
If you play next, I mean, I'm a time freak. Since you gave him a bullet, why don't you give him a bouquet, man, and give him that time joint? You know what I'm saying? I got the, it's pretty nice. I'm just putting it that way. You know, because one thing, we can't buy no time. But if I can do something with my money, that's what I would do. Buy some time.
Okay.
Enough hours in the day, baby.
I'm gonna upload that right now. We'll play that in a little bit, but I wanna you know what I'm saying, first ask you, okay, you got in the game, when did you get in the game, early 90s or?
Yep, I say early 90s, but professionally, I didn't get in professionally until 96 or 95. I got Hawaii, California, 30, 95, and my boy Decon and Mac Dre, they lined me up on the Revelation. First song was with Nas de Trois, and from then it's been on ever since.
Now, Dre, you know what I'm saying, that Rompilation, I remember that. Man, he was already a well-established artist in Vallejo and the Bay Area as a whole. What words could you say about Mac Dre? I mean, how did you feel about that guy, man?
Truthfully, it's kind of touchy for me, but I'm going to tell you straight up, I know for a fact he was a hell of a son. To me, he was a hell of a friend. You know what I'm saying? He was a hell of a business partner, and he was a hell of a gangster. You know what I'm saying? He was a good man. I seen him, and he had a heart, but, you know, and he was gifted. What you saw, Dre, when you saw him in person, that's how he was on the track. He always stayed the same way. He was a stand-up cat, and I miss him, brother. And, you know, I know the world miss him, and it's gratifying to see, even to, you know, to this day, that his music still is relevant, you know, and it seems like it's getting steeper and steeper. It's steadily growing because I hear a lot of his style in everybody. I hear kind of like 2 Chainz, who I like, you know what I'm saying? 2 Chainz is dope, but 2 Chainz remind me a lot of MD, man. He remind me a lot of Cudi, and that's cool because that's what music is about, you know what I'm saying? We each want to teach one, and we want to be influential, and that guy, he had a personality on him, man. So being that he's still touching people today, that put a smile on my heart, and I'm sure his mother feel the same way.
Yeah, definitely, you know. Dre, I mean, well, the Bay as a whole, you know, a lot of areas have gotten a lot of shit from the Bay, whether it be the slang, the music style, you know. And that, you said that humbles you, that makes you feel good. But in a sense, do you also feel like sometimes you guys get bit a lot?
I mean, that's the game. Uh-huh. That's the game, of course, but you got to have class, you know. As a show of class, you know, back in the days, if you'd be called a sucker MC. But nowadays, you say something today, the cat turn around and go put it on the phone tomorrow, you know. It's just how it is. But I think it'd be tacky to say, I'm the person that started this. Dre did that first, you know. What you got to do, because, you know, it's easy to duplicate. You know what I mean? It's hard to create. As a creator, it was nothing. He just did something else and kept pushing. And see, they still writing shit that he did back in 89, you know what I mean? Whatever they're doing now, he already did it. This shit is old news. That's what I'll be telling cats, man. Dancing in the cars, all that dancing shit. Dancing wasn't cool until he started dancing, but this nigga been dancing since I knew him. You know what I mean?
Been doing it for ages. Well, you know, the other day we had Yuck Mouth on the show.
Yeah.
And, you know, Yuck Mouth, you know, you could tell Yuck Mouth was smoking something.
Yeah.
But he said something. I was like, what the fuck? And I'm going to play a little clip for you, man. I want to get your take on it. Just a little 30-second clip. Here you go.
All right.
There's Washington, all them similar type names. That all started with that DVD, United Ghettos of America. You know what I mean? And that really catapulted niggas' careers, man. Shout out, you know, to everybody at this. But, you know, I had a big part in that with my DVD, definitely. And if niggas want to hate and not be real with themselves, then fuck them. Period. I know what happened. Period. Dre wasn't on the level he was until that DVD came out. When that DVD came out, he skyrocketed. Period.com.
Now, before I get your reaction, when I heard that, I was thinking, okay, Dre wasn't on the level he was on. Are you crazy? Because I heard that. I mean, I grew up listening to cats like him. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to start no beef, but or none of that bullshit. But what's your initial reaction to hearing him say that?
You know, first of all, Yuck is my partner. And secondly, I respect Yuck. But at the same time, that's Yuck's story. You know what I'm saying? You don't tell it how you want to, but Dre can't tell his story. So if Dre was here, you know, I would let him answer that. But me personally, that don't move me, man. You know, like I said, that's Yuck's story. If you feel that way, that's cool. But it's not me to say it's true or false, you know. My thing is I'm alive and free. You know what I'm saying? I don't think he shitted all the way on Dre like that. I mean, that's his story. Everyone has a story. You know what I mean? And you got to let him tell it.
Okay,
but we know what's happening. You know what I'm saying? I think we all know the truth. I mean, I think we all have our opinions, you know, whether it be truthful, whether it be false or whatever. We just, you know, you got to let people tell their story.
Definitely. And plus, you know, people could come along and say, hey, anybody could come along and say, well, I take credit for what you did.
You know what I'm saying? And that's happened. That's happened like trillions of times. But a lot of times in the tail end, you know what I'm saying, that person that ended up eating crow, you know, end up making a fool out of themselves. Because everybody know the truth. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. As long as you know your history, you know what's up. So,
yeah.
Okay. Well, let's definitely, you know what I'm saying, move on. Now, this album, where can folks get this album? Is it out right now?
The album's out. I think it's hard to find in retail. Because our retail is all tore up, but you can definitely find it on iTunes.
Yeah, retail.
It's on iTunes. Yeah.
It is fucked up. You got to, now if cats want to get at you for features, collabos, shows, where do they get at PSD?
Shit, I'm on Twitter, at PSD The Driver. I'm at PSDTheDriver.com. PSD, THADRIVAH. It's everything on Instagram, Facebook. But you know, I'm gonna keep it real. I've never been really much of a feature cat. I don't really do features on my own album. I figure if you buy a PS album, you want to hear PS. You know what I mean? And back in the days, I was getting a little money, so I didn't need no money to do no shows. I just wanted to record and hide out and try to give me some money. But now that this is my hustle, I think it's only right that you know what I'm saying? I treat it like a real grind. So I'm featuring these days. So yeah, you can get at me at PSD The Driver. On Twitter at THADRIVAH, or you know, we just go from there.
Yeah, that's what's up. Well, all right, homie. I'm gonna play this song "Time," man. Before we go, could you explain it and introduce it?
"Time" is it's a touchy story about, you know, how we can't really spend no time, so we spend money. You know, since it's got to do with the man and the female. You know, it's not enough hours in a day. You can't be in two places at one time. You know what I'm saying? But that's just how it is. Like I said, if you had something to do with some money, I would personally try to buy some time just so I could see a little more and do a little more, you know? I got a sample on there that you might be familiar with, and folk may be familiar with. And let's just play it and see what they feel.
All right, that's what's up. Hey, thanks for coming on the show, PSD.
Hey, thank you, bro. Take it easy.
Peace.
Little
All right, we're back. Murder Master Music Show. Yep. That's a smooth song, but this is Murder Master Music Show, meaning we murder and kill shit. But you know, what's up? Shout out to the homie PSDA. Appreciate the time. You know what I'm saying, for coming on. 5,500 pills by the TSA agent, and 500 were unaccounted for. So you know. There's 500 TSA agents sizzing somewhere. So, fuck them. Fuck them. But that's what's up. That's what's up. Shout out to homie PSD. We're gonna have to go into some more music. But first foremost, I gotta bring on the homies, man. We got some unfortunate news coming out of, you know what I'm saying, the Gulf Coast, you know, Mississippi, New Orleans. What's up, Gator? There?
What's up, bro?
Man, how you doing, man?
I'm chilling.
Under the circumstances, you know, for those of you who don't know, we had the homie Young Soldier Slim. He's been on the show twice now already. But since then, it's only been a couple weeks, man. Why don't you tell everybody, you know, kind of what went down with the homie?
Well, I just basically got on the phone, you know, with Lil Soldier Slim, and shit, he had broke news off to me that he was locked up, you know what I'm saying? And that was very unfortunate. I'm going to be down there in 2 weeks, you know, down there in New Orleans, scooping him up, and we're supposed to be laying it down. So, you know, this could be God's plan or whoever's plan, but right now it's unfortunate that he ain't with us right now. You know, let's free Young Soldier Slim and Tubman. But, you know, Lil Soldier Slim holding him down right now.
Yeah, he's out right now. I'm going to bring him on with us. What's up, Lil Soldier? You there, homie? Nope, call drop. Wait, here we go. Hey, you there, homie? Lil Soldier, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, how you doing? I got Kingpin on the line with me. First off, I want to say, you know what I'm saying, sorry to find out about your cousin, man. Have you talked with him? How's he doing?
Man, he's great. He should. Matter of fact, we think he's going to get out tomorrow. We really don't know.
Oh, for real?
That's what they're telling me. My cousin be talking to the lawyer, and the lawyer told my cousin he probably could get out tomorrow, but we really don't know.
Yeah, that would be a blessing right there. You know, can you talk about what happened with him, or you guys still going through you know, the legalities of everything?
We still going through. It was just like he got caught up. The police found some guns in the bushes. They trying to put it on him, but it ain't really nothing.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So he'll be back on the streets in no time. You guys will be able to put together that mixtape he was talking about then.
Yeah, but see, this is what we're going to do, though. We're going to come with two solos first, then we're going to drop ours together. Just to bring us out there like that. That's what's up.
Yeah. We about to bring him, man. You know it's coming. About to put the production behind him. You know, there's 3 Young Soldier Slim right now. He's coming home, and that's good news to me, too. You know what I'm saying? Lil Slim put it out there, you know. I just, you know, just holding it down for the Gulf Coast and trying to bring Mississippi and Louisiana together, you know. Gulfport and New Orleans, we still balling.
Yeah. And you guys being from down there, what did you guys think? Did you get to hear UNLV on there?
No, I ain't get to hear it.
I actually re-listened to it later, man. I didn't get to hear it. I was trying to communicate with Lil Soldier Slim because he was MIA for the whole day. And, you know, I finally got at him, like, at the last minute. And, you know, we still put the interview together and everything. But, yeah, man, I was trying to get in touch with him.
Yeah, well, that's what's up. That's what's up. The shit will be archived, so you guys can definitely check it out. Yeah, because they worked... you know, they worked a lot with your pops, you know, back in the day. And they mentioned him and really gave praise to him, man. So
wow.
You can check that out. But
All right, man. Well, I'm glad to hear that Young Soldier Slim is going to be coming home. That's what's up. We always like to hear that. You know what I'm saying? So until then, man, any shout-outs you guys want to give or anything before you go?
Go ahead, man.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just want to say free Young Soldier.
That's what's up. That's what I'm talking about.
I want to also send free Young Soldier Slim, and free Big Pooty of the Gay Boys, and free Nathaniel Thomas. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A lot of people are on lockdown right now.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Free Gangsta Crow, you know what I'm saying? UGS Brazil. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, definitely. You know what I'm saying? So free X-Rated. Can't forget about the homie X-Rated. You know, that's what's up. Well, shit, if you guys stick around, man, I'm going to play some more music, you know, and definitely get back into some more shit. But thanks for coming on and giving us this update about Young Soldier Slim, man. Appreciate it.
For sure. Gator Boys, cut though.
You may hang up or press 1 for more options. Satisfied with your message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. To erase and re-record, press 3.
Yo, okay. Yo.
What up, though?
Are you still there? If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. To erase and re-record, press 3. To continue recording where you left off, press 4. Are you still there? If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. To erase and re-record, press 3. To continue recording where you left off, press 4.
Jesus Christ. Hang the fuck up.
Sorry you are having trouble. Your message has been sent.
Please try again later.
Goodbye.
Jesus Christ. Hey, what's up? You there? All right, hold on. We're having some technical difficulties. Let me try to get my caller back on the line. Hopefully this will go through. It's always fun to do live radio.
Hello.
Hey, sorry about that. We're having some technical difficulties. What's up, man?
What's happening with you?
I don't even want to introduce you. I want you to introduce yourself.
Okay, that's cool.
Is this a surprise?
Okay. Is it a name or the show or anything like that?
Man, I'll put it this way. You gave me a drop a while back, a long time ago. It's called the Murder Master Music Show.
The Murder Master Music Show. Murder Master Music Show. I'm with you. The Murder Master Music Show.
Should we give people a clue who you are if they don't recognize you?
It's up to you. I mean, I'm a vibe off you.
Spit a bar off
something. Okay, let me ask you this: is it any kind of language? Can I curse and all that?
And you could say "motherfuck the cops."
Oh, I can say what I want to then.
Motherfuck the cops. Yes, sir.
Motherfuck the cops. Okay, I got you. As long as I can cuss, I'm with you.
Okay.
All right.
Let me see. I'll tell you what we'll do. Why don't we have people guess who you are? I'm gonna bring somebody on, and we're gonna have them guess.
Okay, that's cool.
Hey, you there? You there?
I'm here.
No, the caller dropped. Okay, we'll just tell people who you are. Bootleg, the Rap Capone of a motherfucking Dayton family. What?
Yes, sir.
With you, man. How you been, brother?
Ah, man, I've been good. I can't complain.
That's
you know,
tough.
just trying to maintain in this motherfucking recession.
Yeah, you're doing your thing, definitely. Now, I know you guys, your Backstabber was out recently. You guys, you know what I'm saying, you did the thing over there, Psychopathic, and you're doing some solo stuff right now, correct?
Yeah, I'm working hard. I'm just now basically putting the final touches on it, man. You know, it's still untitled right now. You know, I got a few different ways I want to go with it, but it's a hot-ass record, man. I'll be through with it in maybe a month or so.
Yeah, that's what's up. I'm getting people right now, man. Hit me up right now. Say, I need a verse from Bootleg.
So, oh, well, tell them, man. Yeah, you gotta, you know, middleman that. Give them my phone number. I'm working for hire. Tell them to come on.
That's what's up. That's what I'm talking about. I'll do that right now. You know what I'm saying? One thing I got to ask you, I grew up off you, dog. You know what I'm saying? I've been following your music since I was a shorty, and you know, I definitely want to pay homage to you, man, for making classic records. Not just solo or not just with the group, but solo as well. You know,
I appreciate it.
And you know, I also appreciate you continuing to do what you do. But I have to ask you this: no disrespect.
Come on.
What the fuck was you doing painting your face?
Okay, now let me tell you this. It wasn't an attempt to hound dog or no shit like that. You know,
we felt like
it was Halloween. It was a Halloween show. That was the only time we ever painted our face. So it was already Halloween.
Okay.
So that was the justification for doing it. And then we just wanted to give them a different look. We had did the tour of 64 shows without painting up. We did the whole tour with no paint.
And then we came back home in Michigan.
We said, fuck it, it's Halloween, let's paint. So that's why we did it.
Yeah. There you go. Just had to ask you that, man.
Yeah, it's all good.
That's what's up. So you did 64 shows. Did you go out of the country at all, or was it all here?
No, we did like 51 states, man, all of the United States.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's no time to fucking breathe. So you were interacting with people from everywhere.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we was in the crowd. Every show we did, we was out in the audience, man. After we came off stage, we was out there mingling and drinking beers with the juggalos and juggalettes, man.
And just going everywhere. That's what's up.
Yeah.
Now your solo project, what's it going to be called?
It's untitled right now, man. I got so many hot records on there, man. I'm just going to wait till I'm done, and then I'm just going to have a listening party, and then I'm going to let the people name it.
Okay.
That's how I feel.
Wow.
Yep.
That's what I'm talking about. That's really giving back to the fans right there. You know what I'm
Definitely.
Saying? I never really heard of too many cats that were willing to do that. So, and this now, how many solos will this be?
For me, it would be what? Death Before Dishonesty. It would be my third. Death Before Dishonesty. Then I did some small stuff, you know, for like independent labels and stuff like that. But like far as on the major level of the game, it'll be my third.
Yeah. Well, I reviewed that first one you just named, which is
Death Before Dishonesty. That was my baby right there.
Yeah, I'll pull his brains through his nose. I mean, I had to tell him a fuck. What did you say about the cerebellum?
I had to tell him. you got me thinking, man. To my cerebellum. I said I blew a hole in the cerebellum. Nothing personal, strictly dollars when my milli hollers. At pistol point, I'm snatching niggas up out they impalas.
Classic shit, man. Did you guys, you know, when you were coming up, did you guys, you know, catch a lot of flack from the media and you know, for your lyrics and shit like that?
Oh, definitely. I was Flint's most hated man in my hometown. They was writing an article every other week about me, man, getting locked up, violating probation. I couldn't even wipe my ass without them putting it in the newspaper, man. So, yeah, they fuck with us. Everything I said, they took literally. If I said I killed somebody, they was trying to investigate murders. And if I said I used drugs, they believed everything. They took every rap lyric I said literally.
And they used it against you on some occasions.
Yeah, they did. You know, with every one of my, every time I ever been to prison, the rap come up. Raps come up every, you know, every court case I ever had. It always been about the music.
Man, that's fuck being indicted. That's definitely.
Yeah, I wrote that. I wrote that in the process. Yeah, I wrote that when I was on my way to prison, and then I came home for 15 days and did the whole album.
Damn.
Yeah.
15 days to create a classic like that. That album right there. I still to this day I don't know if I like that or what's on my mind better because they both just fucking knocking.
Yeah, that was that, and What's On My Mind and FBI was like a progression. What's On My Mind was us without one dime, straight broke on Dayton. You know what I'm saying? It was, and then FBI was a transition. We was becoming, you know, Flint celebrities. We was type of like the presidents of Flint, and then you know the money was starting to change and get better. And the FBI was that. And then that's when the legal problems came, and they just gave us something to write about. When the FBI and DA started fucking with us, all they did was give us something to talk about.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's a hell of a story that, you know, when they come, you know, it give you some real-life shit. That real-life shit give you the best music. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It definitely, now the intro, you know what I'm saying? I grew up in the Shy, and I got a lot of people up there in Chicago. 79th and Halstead. That was you know, my boy just asked me about that the other day. Like, what really went down?
That was the truth. That rap was the honest to God truth. Now let me say this too. I hope that, you know, on both sides of that story, even the cats that got down on us, right? I kept it 100%. I didn't get on the rap and say that you know, we were superheroes, and we magically flipped out the situation, and we shot our way out of there. I told the truth. I told the truth about the whooping. I told the truth about the five in the sky that was at the Muslim temple right in front of where we got whooped. Everything I said in the rap was true. It was the truth. I wore bruises for some fucking months. That was the truth.
Yeah.
You know, so it was a learning experience for us, man. And like I told some other cats, that I met from Chicago, man. It was a learning experience, and we left there with a different respect for them cats, man, because, you know, they didn't stab us or shoot us or kill us, you know what I mean? So you got to respect that. You know, we was in the wrong place and we got violated. So, you know, we got to respect that.
Yeah, real shit. You made it out with your life, man.
Definitely. So, you know, you can't, you know. Yeah, a lot of people haven't done that, you know.
No.
Most people, when you get got on in Chicago, they find you in the alley some motherfucking way.
That's why I'd be like, here goes the starter jacket.
Right.
Come out. Oh, you could have this starter jacket. I just pay $150 for it, but fuck it. Just leave me a fucking dump sack of weed at least, you know.
Right. That's how it is, man. Chicago rough, bro.
Yeah.
It definitely.
Flint is definitely rough too. I would think it would be rougher because you're in closer quarters.
Yeah, Flint, you can't avoid an enemy. Like in Chicago, you can have beef on the south and go out west and won't see them no more. But in Flint, you can't go anywhere. I mean, you know, you ain't got number five stores here to go to. You're going to bump into them at the gas station, liquor store, CVS, Walmart, somewhere you're going to see them over. That's why the murder is so high there. You know what I mean? Because you can't avoid it. And then in Flint, most of the cats ain't running. They doing dirt and steel in the same spot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, Flint? Yeah, Flint, like the Wild Wild West, man, right now.
Flint, Gary. Well, the Midwest is a whole. A lot of people sleep on the Midwest. It is fucking brutal. You know?
Yeah, it is.
I
mean, if you don't come here prepared, you definitely won't leave this motherfucker. That's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what's up. And even Roger Moore, man, motherfucker exposed what was going on back then, you know, when the plants were shutting down and people were losing their jobs. This was back in the 80s. He was trying to warn people even back then. And people.
And that was the turn of it right there, too. That's where it turned, man. I mean, you know those old big lots and shit where the plants were, they still in Flint. Ain't nobody never did nothing else with them. It's just big-ass vacant lots where the money used to be. You know what I mean? So, Flint is like a ghost town now.
And you still reside in Flint, huh?
No, I've been, you know, jumped about an hour outside of Flint. You know, all my family's still there, my brothers and all my relatives still live there. But Flint was closing in on me, so I had to get up out of there.
Yeah, I feel you, man. Yeah. What's up with the Shoestring? How's he doing?
He's still there. I talked to him today, man. He's still there, man. That's my dog, man. You know, he working on his own thing, too. Like I say, we both doing what we do, man, and just trying to maintain, you know, the internet to fuck the game up so bad that sometimes you got to bust your individual moves to try to get some money, you know, to keep shit rolling for the family, you know what I mean? But that's my brother. We know we're going to be brothers forever and a day. Ain't nothing going to never change about that.
Oh, yeah. When you guys were with the... You know what I'm saying? Overcore. I reviewed all your solo albums there too, and you know, put out some classic shit there. You guys are definitely maintaining. You know what I'm saying? That level of music, where a lot of artists they lose it over the years. What keeps you guys, you know, with that intensity that you had back when you were shorties?
Can I tell you this, man? It's hard thing to do. Like right now, I'm gonna tell you, it's real hard for us. I guess if you start off by telling the truth and you build your career on the truth, then you always can make good music. But when you build your career on fake lying and bullshit, you fade because you only can lie so much. After you tell a few lies, you got to try to repeat them lies and remember those, and then you get corny. But if you just told the truth, all we do is tell the shit that we lived and been through, and we don't try to sugarcoat it and try to make ourselves look no better. We just tell you the truth, what we see. And I'm quite sure I'm a poor black motherfucker. I know that it's a few million other motherfuckers poor black like me, so I'm always have an audience because I'm going to tell the shit they seeing too. You know, so that's what we do. We just focus on, we don't even try to make music for other people. I go in the studio and make a song that make me feel good. If it make me happy and I know it's the truth within me, then I know somebody else going to relate to it.
Yeah, that's the type of music that I feel the most because I can't get into this dumbed-down music that they got nowadays that a lot of people are doing. It to me, it's nonsense. You know?
Bro, listen, I'm going to tell you something, man. I don't even fucking watch BET. or none of that shit no more, man. That shit just make me, you know, I be wanting to damn near break my own TV when I watch that shit. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it ain't no diversity in music no more. Back when I started rapping, man, we had Q, we had N.W.A. Not to say this, just that we just had a variety. We had Method Man, Wu-Tang Clan, them East Coast. We had Tribe Called Quest. We had a Dos Effects. We had different sound in music. Everybody wasn't the fucking same. Now everybody, these one-liner, punchline motherfuckers, all they doing is singing and bragging. Every motherfucking song about drinks, Bentleys, millions, that bullshit, man.
And you know why you feel that way? I agree with you, man, because you come from a place that doesn't have that shit.
Right.
If they do, it's usually one or two cats that has a little bit of something, you know. But, yeah, the kids can't relate to that, point blank. You know what I'm saying? How the fuck a kid in let's just say, war-torn Somalia, who hasn't had a drop of water in 2 weeks, that shit, you know what I'm saying?
Right, champagne.
Yeah, definitely. I ask that question to a lot of cats, and a lot of cats like to dance around it. Well, you know, shout out to the shorties. They're doing their thing. No, they're not doing their thing. They're fucking up what guys like you have been doing or trying to fuck it up. But they ain't going to win, homie. As long as we got cats like you keep doing what you're doing, these motherfuckers ain't going to win.
I promise you I ain't going nowhere. I'm going to say this. And it got a lot to do with just mainstream now, man. All the corporate motherfuckers, man. They watering down everything. Real music can't even get through no more.
Yeah,
this shit, man, I don't even call that something, a lot of this shit rap that these cats be doing. I just be listening to the shit, and I'm not even a hater. I'm a congratulator. If it's something hot, it's hot to me. But some of this shit, this one-line rap, that punchline shit, every bar a punchline, and the shit just weak to me.
I mean,
you know something else, too? When was the last time you heard a rapper say he was broke? That he fucked up? Everybody got to be rich now. Every song, everybody got to be taking trips to Milan and all that bullshit. Why can't nobody be broke no more? Why can't nobody cable be getting cut off no more? Why can't nobody be struggling for gas money now? They act like that's a crime in rap now. Back when Pac and them was living, it was okay to say you was broke. It was okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's real shit. I'll tell you what. I had UNLV from Cash Money on here. I had PSD out the Bay Area on here tonight. Can we have you on again tomorrow?
Man, that would be my pleasure. Anytime, because I like the conversation. As long as it's on this real shit, that you can call me anytime.
That's because I'm telling you, man. You know, the homie JT Money, he's on the same level as you. You know, he ain't afraid to speak just what you said. And whenever I interview a rapper, that they ain't afraid to speak about this shit. Speak about these dudes wearing tights and big fucking boots and faggot shit, bumping money.
Exactly.
You know, I appreciate that. So,
anytime you need my input on any kind of call, you can call me anytime, any subject matter. Let's go.
That's what the fuck I'm talking about. So tomorrow night, do you think Shoestring will be available?
Yeah, we can conference it in. We can make it a whole dating family, bootleg, backstabber, and Shoestring.
That's what the fuck I'm talking about. You hear that, folks? Tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Central, that'll be 10 p.m. your time. Dayton Family is going to be on the Murder Master Music Show. That's what the fuck I am talking about. I really appreciate that, man, for real. You know,
no problem.
So, okay, we'll get at you then, man. I'm gonna end this, and maybe we're going to rock out the Flint Town, end this motherfucker, and I'll get some more music together, and we'll have you guys on tomorrow night. Appreciate you, my brother.
Oh, all right. Nothing but love, family.
All right. Talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Peace.
There you have it. Bootleg. The motherfucking Dayton Family, that's definitely one of my favorite rappers. I had to ask him about the face paint. I had to, man. I'm not a big fan of the Juggalos. Now, don't get me wrong, I like the Wicked shit. And I'm not dissing all Juggalos because there's some real good Juggalos that they get behind and support. I'm just going after the ones that don't know the motherfucking history. You know what I'm saying? Those are the only ones I'm going after. But I just want to give props to Bootleg. That's a real motherfucker right there. He ain't afraid to speak his mind, and he ain't faking. You know what I'm saying? Because he comes from Flint, Michigan. He comes from a place that has nothing. You know what I'm saying? So why the fuck would he be rapping about, you know, materialistic bullshit? And yeah, I want to say this to you rappers out there, especially you motherfuckers in UGS. You know what I'm saying? The real motherfuckers, man. I want to say this to y'all. I salute you for repping this fucking movement, because you know what it embodies. It's all about going after these fuckboy rappers. You know what I'm saying? It's all about going after these guys that are talking about their big screens and their whips and their rims and their fucking iPhones and their fucking jewelry and all this materialistic bullshit. UGS has no place for none of that shit. So if you're constantly talking about money, like Bootleg said, you're talking about shit that people can't relate to, and you're talking about shit that you don't have, get the fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying? That's why I salute the Bad Black, because I love that shit. His concepts are just raw as fuck. He will take a fuckboy's beat that's, you know, typically rapping about money and cars, and he'll flip it, and he'll talk about stealing that motherfucker's car and then going and getting money and fucking using it on bills and food and shit that needs to be paid, instead of tricking off with these fucking dumb broads and shit like that. So props to CO, props to all my real UGS familia. It's been one hell of a show. As always, every show we have technical difficulties. You know that's going to fucking happen. I tried to surprise everybody with Bootleg on the line, but, you know, went to the voicemail, you know, and I hate those stupid voice. While I'm on the subject, I hate those stupid voicemail bitches. They just won't shut the fuck up. You press the button and they're still there. Do you want to do this? Bitch, shut the fuck up. You're just a recording. You're nothing. You don't even matter. You know, you're not even worth a slap. I can't even slap you. You don't even exist. You know what I'm saying? I wish the bitch was real. That way Six could put the boots to her fucking face. But before I go, I want to thank everybody that I had on the show. PSD, definitely Little Ya and Tech Nine, UNLV. And, you know, earlier the reason I said the real Tech Nine is I don't know how long Tech from – I don't know when you know, Tech from Kansas City got his name, but I do know that the other Tech Nine got his name in the early fucking 90s. So, you know, I definitely, that's why, you know, I was shouting out the real Tech Nine, because that's the original that I know of. So, you know, much respect to him, all of UNLV. Let's rock out to this motherfucking Flint Town classic Dayton family off the What's On My Mind album. We'll see them tomorrow night.
What's up? If you're from Flint, get out the seat, get up off your ass, tweak your crew and smoke that grass. We finna rock from Pontiac to Lansing, back to Saginaw, to Detroit, and take over in every club. Bootleg, Soup Street, and the motherfucking backstabber. Hey, we gon' do it like this. I'm saying, what's up to the motherfucking stretch on foot? I like tweaking at the best hammer dropper too. CDF is in this bitch, you read the book from the avenue. Maniac lunatic, and you know that I'm telling it. Bitches heading my way, you know that I'm swelling it. So all your punks, take your weak ass to food. Be calm and cool, don't be no fool. I'm talking to Northern, Northwestern, and Central too. Take the end choice, we gonna rock for you. I stand peace to my homies, or whether it be Fred Gore, gets me double E.D. Walker, that's my type of guy. I grew up as a shorty, knowing work wasn't cool. Now I got a working girl in almost every
Valley High School. Pop this in your Nissan, Dreamers and trucks too. And if you're not reflecting, it's like straight up fuck you. The city that I'm from is just a dot on the map. With dope houses getting robbed and most of the clubs I damn shot. Michael Jackson said it don't matter, black or white, well it should. Cause Flint, Michigan's a long way from Hollywood. I tried to go to college, but I saw myself stuck in Flint. Besides them college folks, they won't report me a black resident. Flint, Michigan's a prison and we all are locked up. The only good jobs are the jobs that could be rocked up. Refuse to work for Burger King and still be living punk. How can you work for Burger King and live in a condo? My city's being fucked by a system that's evident. Put bullets in a brother at a club acting ignorant. Special shout to Big Boom, a personal autograph. It's out to all them niggas I forgot down on Dayton F. There's one more thing that you should know before I go with this sound. Who the fuck is trying to tell Bree not to leave his town?
Central, right here.